Zog de Mishnah Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, the last Mishnah in the Perek. Hazoyrek v'niskar me'achas yotzei miyodei. If someone wrote something, and then he remembers, in order to be chay v'chatos, you have to be a shoygig. Now, the melach of Zoyrek, Dalaramas b'shus rabim, entails a achira and a hanocha. So if you throw something, at the time when you threw it, you were shoygig, so you bechay v'chatos. But at the hanocha time, before it lands, you remembered that it's Shabbos, or you remembered that it's also to do what you're doing. So it's not chilos of a soif or shgoga. So merely you're not going to be chay v'chatos. Hazorig v'niskar ma'ach shiyotze miyodoy. Once it left his hand, so you can't be chay v'chatos because he's not a shoygig anymore. And before it lands, he's not at the time of the hanocha. He's amazed. Now the Mishnah says another condition, which the Gemara is going to discuss. You don't need two conditions for it to be potter. Zok the Mishnah, what happened to the Hanocha? Kol to Acher, Kol to Kelev. It wasn't that he made the Mais Hanocha. Someone else came and jumped and caught the item that he threw and put it down. So the Hanocha was done through someone else's, like Shaim Shosua, or Kol to Kelev, or a dog grabbed it, or Shenisifo, or never made it to the Hanocha. It was burnt. So then he's potter. The more is right we're going to discuss, it seems to imply you need two conditions for the potter. You don't need two conditions. Either or should be enough. That's going to be the maskana. But meanwhile, the Gemara says two conditions make it potter. Number one, it wasn't tchilos of a sefer shgaga. And number two, the hanocha was done by someone else. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Zok aglas is chabuga bein ba'odem bein behema. If someone throws a rack in order to inflict someone else and cause a chabura. Chabura on Shabbos is also saivitz to a person, saivitz to a behema. V'niskar achalat nasis chabura. Again, Shabbos is only chayiv on a chatos if it's chilos of a sefer shgoga. So I threw the rock. It was a shoygig. But I remembered what I'm doing, that it's also to make chabura on Shabbos. So I'm not a shgoga at the end before it hit him. So then again, you potter. You don't have chilos of a sefer shgoga. It's the same. It's repetitious, just in a different case. First case of the Mishnah was Legabe Hoitzo. Second case of the Mishnah, Legabe Chabura. Here it's only one condition. You don't have Sefer Shgoga. Zeha Klal, and now the Mishnah makes a Klal out of this. Kol Chai V'chatois, anyone it's Chai V'chatos, Einu Chayovin, Ashet Chilosin V'Sefer Shgoga. The beginning and the end has to be totally Shgoga. However, Chilosin Shgoga V'Sefer Zodin, the beginning is a Shogig, end is amazed. Or, Chilosin Zodin. V'soifin shkoga, p'turin, atshei t'chilosu, v'soifin shkoga. You potter from a chatos. Chatos is only if it's totally a shogig. If it's partially a mezid, either the beginning or the end, then even though part is shogig, you're not going to be chai v'chatos. So again, the Mishnah has three nekudas. Nekuda number one, if it was t'chilosu shkoga, soifin mezid, and it was the hanocha was done through someone else, you potter. The second nekuda is zogak lasis chabura, Tchilos Shgoga, Soifoi Mezid, before it was Naz Chabur Nizkar, again Yepoto, and then the Mishnah makes a klal out of it, Zaklal Kol Chavichatois, you need Tchilos of a Soifoi Shgoga. Zog the Gemara, we're medak now in the ratio. Honocho, the Mishnah says, if you Zurich, Nizkar, Me'achash Yotzim Yodoi, and then it landed through someone else. Honocho, but let's say it landed through him, and it wasn't a dog that caught it, or a person, or was burnt, then you chayev. Ay, v'aloi niskar, v'aloi niskar. L'maisi, he remembered. It wasn't Sefer Shgoga. It was medayik in the Reish of the Mishnah. There's two things that says over here. Number one, the dog. Number one, you remembered. It wasn't Sefer Shgoga. And number two, a dog or a person was kolto. Mashma, if it was nocha through him, you chayev. Ay, v'aloi niskar. At the end of the day, he was niskar. So l'chora, why should you be chayiv? It's not sefer shgoga. V'tanan, and we learned in the Mishnah itself, kol chayiv chatois, einu chayovin, atzit chilosu v'sefer shgoga. That's the end of the Mishnah. The three parts of the Mishnah. The first part that says two conditions, the second part about chabura, and then the Mishnah makes a general klal. It says clearly in the sefer, it's v'anan tanan, v'tanan, kol chayiv chatois, so why would you be chayiv even if it lands through him? L'chari, it's felt in Sefer Shgoga. Omer Rav Kahana. Now the Gemara is going to answer up the Zeh Klal. It's talking about a specific case. Omer Rav Kahana. Sefer Oson L'lichta U'misna. the sefer that makes a klal that you need chilosim and sefer shkaga is talking about a lichta umisna. Lichta umisna is a stick with a rope, a half a arched rope attached around it. It was used on donkeys, on animals, to carry the loads. They had like an arched item with a stick so you can carry stuff while it's around him. The point is, the person is holding the stick and the rope. So he's throwing it, but he's still holding on to it. So because he's throwing it and he's still holding on to it, and now he remembered that he's a shoyge, that he's not a shoyge anymore. He remembered. Over here, his mindset plays a role to make it that it's not surface gaga, because it's in my hand. Something that you release from your hand, you're zoyrik. So over there, it's not biyotcha. It's not within my ability to stop it. So over there, maybe the sofa mazit is not going to be considered a mazit. Once it left your hand, your mind has no effect on the din because it's already out of your jurisdiction. So what does your mindset make play a role? You let go. But when you hold on to something where you can actually change the course of where it's supposed to go, what's supposed to happen to it, and then you were a mazit, so then the soifon, not shgoga, is going to be considered that you're not going to be chayv chatos. By lichta mistan, when you're holding on to something, so then soifon is considered mazit. But if you're zoyrik, the Gemara assumes right now, if you throw something, then it would still be considered soifon shgoga, even if you remembered, because your mindset has no effect on it once you let go of it. It remains kula shgoga. That's in between the reisha and the seifa. So la'olam, the niskar in the reisha of the Mishnah is telling us that even by niskar you would be chayev echatos, because the fact that you niskar when you throw something, it's irrelevant, it remains shoygeg. The only reason you're potter is because kolta kelev kolta acher nisrafo. But the Mishnah says zorg v'niskar, it's even though you niskar, you be'etzim still called a shoygeg. That's how Tosis explains over here. However, you're potter because kol ta'acha kol ta'kelev. The sefer that says you need chilos of a sefer shkoga, that's when you're holding on to it. When you're holding on to it, then the end being amazed is not going to be considered that it's sefer shkoga, because you're holding on to it. So then you can have an effect on the item.
What was the case? He's holding on to what?
He's holding on to a stick and a rope, and he throws it, pashtas dalad amas, and it lands. So since he's holding on to it, and you remembered before it landed, it's a chisorin and you're not chayv chatas because it's sofer mezid. When you're holding on to something, then your mind can play a role in that anocha, because it's biyotcha. But once you let go, it's considered a maisa shoygig, irrelevant that you remembered right before it landed, because it's not biyotcha anymore. So the reisha le'olam, niskar means even by niskar, you're still going to be chayv chatas. You're only a potter because kol ta'acher. The sefer that says ze'aklal is only when you're holding on to something, then the end can... If it's amazing, it's not considered tchilos of a sefer shkoga. You're not going to be chayv chatos. No, you're not chayv chatos. You're only chayv chatos if tchilos of a sefer shkoga. The reishi would have been chayv chatos, even though you remembered, because you threw already. Once you let go, it's over. Zog di gemoga, omer avkana, seif osan lichta umisna. Frag di gemoga, lichta umisna, oigda biyodahu. Meaning, by lichter misna, it's irrelevant if you remembered or you didn't remember. It's not a maisa hoitzah bichlal. That's you throwing from Rishos Yochet to Rishos Rambim. You're holding on to it. It's not a hoitzah. We know hoitzah has to be, the item has to leave the Rishos. If it's oig doi bifnim, if it's a long item that's partially in, it's not considered that it left. So lichter misna is considered like oig doi biyodoi. It didn't leave. It's not a maisa hoitzah. It's like an eged bifnim. That's the pashtus. The Rambam learns that it's not considered a maisa anocha if you can retract it. Lichta umisna, zok the Rambam, it's not in Perek Yud Gimel, Halach Yud Aleph, it's considered that it's yochel moishcha etzloi. So it's not considered a maisa anocha because I can bring it right back. On that, Ibn Kvega has a kasha, even if you can't bring it back, it should have been potter because it's oigda mifrim. So it's not a maisa hoitzo, which is the pashtus. But the Rambam is saying a different reason, you can bring it back. But the Pashas, the Gemara is saying that it's Ogde B'yodeh, so it's like it's still Ogde B'fnim. So Lichta Mister is not going to be potter, not because the Seifoi made it, it's because he didn't do any Maisa Hoitzah. And to the Gemara, no. kigoyin sheniskaven las is chabura. The case of the zeh haklal, the third final general zeh haklal, you need chilos v'sevish koga, is talking about where your intent is to do a ma'is chabura. By a chabura, and then you were niskar. And it's oigda b'yodoy. Over here, oigda b'yodoy doesn't stare me like by the melocha of hoitzah. By hoitzah, it's not considered a ma'is hoitzah because it's still partially in. By chabura, it's irrelevant if it's partially in or not. The reason why you're not going to be chayv chatz on this chabura because it's not sofer shkoga because you remembered. And your intent only has an effect because it's oigda b'yodoy. Here, oigda b'yodoy doesn't stare me in the etzim melocha because the melocha of hoitzah, oigda b'yodoy is like partially b'fnim. But if the melocha is chabura, chabura and Shabbos is also. So over here, it's only going to be not chayv chatos because it's sofer mezid. And that's what the zeh klal in the end is going on, which is no shakas to the reisha. You're telling me that the Mishnah Zeh Klal is going on Chabura? Honami Tanino. This is a Beferish Mishnah. The middle case of the Mishnah. Right before the Zeh Klal, it says, Zorach Lasas Chabura Beim Odom Beim Behema, and you remember your pot from Chatos. So you need the Zeh Klal to tell me Chabura? Zok Mogami notice behead you, Honami Tanino. Hazorach Lasas Chabura Beim Odom Beim Behema, Veniskach Lanas Chabura, your potter. Elom Arova, Zeh Klal is going on something else. It's like Kokmat Lichter Misna. It's talking about a person is Mavir, he's holding on to the item, and he's walking Dalad Amis. And before he reaches Dalad, before the Hanukkah, he is Niskar. So you're not going to be Chayav on Mavir, because it's Biyodoy. So over here, the mindset has an effect. It's not called Sefer Shkoga. But in the ratio where it's Zerik, Le'olam, when you let go of it, it's considered Sefer Shkoga, even though you remember it before the Hanukkah. Frag the Gemara, how could you say the Zeh Klal is going on Mavir? The case before the Zeh Klal is Zorach Las Chabura. The first case in the Mishnah is Zorik V'Niskar. So it's clearly, it's generalizing that which we mentioned right before that in the Mishnah, which is Zrika. So how could you say Zeh Klal is going on Mavir? It's clearly going on Zeh Klal and what was mentioned before that, which is the Maaseh Zrika. So you're stuck. It can't be talking about Lichter Mishnah because then it's Ogde B'Yodeh Tarahoitzah. It can't be talking about this Kavan Las Chabura where it doesn't affect me that it's B'Yodeh still, meaning Mitzad the Melacha, but Mitzad the Mezid, it would be, because Chabura, we have a special memory in the Mishnah, the middle part of the Mishnah. It says Ogde Las Chabura. And it can't be talking about Mavi because it's going on the Zeh Klal and what was mentioned. Elom Arova, now we're going back to the Reisha. We're going to teach again the ratio that Zorik v'niskam achshiyotzim yodoy. We're not going to say that you're going to be chayev chatos even though you remembered before it landed, because once it let go, you let go of it, it's not within your jurisdiction to affect the maisa hanocha, because once you were shugging, you let go, it's called sofer shkoga. We're going to fall from that. Elo magove. Tarti katoni, the Mishnah is saying two different cases. The ratio is oy katoni. As follows, Hazoyrik v'niska machshi yotzim yodoy. First, it says if you're zoyrik and you're niska machshi yotzim yodoy, you're not going to be considered sofer shkoga, even though you remembered after you let go. That doesn't make a difference that you let go. The fact that it has an effect, the fact that you changed your mind and now it's not a shake anymore, has an effect on the hanocha, even though it's not in your jurisdiction and ability to retract once you let go. It's not called Sofer Shkoga. Sofer Shkoga needs the ganze Maisa. And the Maisa is all the way till the Hanocha. Irrelevant that you were Zorik. That's one part of the Mishnah. Inami, you have to put in Inami, meaning Mishnah saying another case. Loi Niska, even if you didn't remember, and L'chor, you should be Chayv Chatos. But the Hanocha wasn't done through me. The call to Acher, call to Kelev, Oishan Nisra, Yepoto. So he's saying, oh, no, Pshat. Once is the idea, even though after the Zorik, we're dropping for what we said before, once it's not in your Bekoyach to retract, so then the Machshava has no effect. It does have an effect. It's not called Sofer Shkoga once you thought about it and you knew about it. Irrelevant that you were Zorik and you let go. So that's the Gemara's test. Lo'olam de'reish, talking about Oikatoni. Either Zorik Yechayv, you don't need two conditions. Zorik v'niskar, you're going to be potter because it's not Sofer Shkoga. That's one case. Or even if you were a Shoyg at the end, it was called to Kelev. Now, the Chiddush, the Achronim Bavorn over here, Be'etzim it's a Pella de Gazach. It's considered a Maisa Shkoga, even though, what are you Chaya for? What's my Shoygig? What am I Chaya V'chatas for? For the Maisa. What's my Maisa? The Maisa is the Zrika. The Zrika was B'Shoygig. So why should the machshava that now it's not Sofer Shkoga be megareh my maisa? My maisa was the maisa zrika. My maisa wasn't anything after the zrika. I let go. My maisa is over. So lechora, why should you need to have a shaykh on the whole maisa if the maisa is over already? You need the maisa, but the maisa is over. And that the stipler says in Bava Kama Simchof Aleph, he says that just like it's considered he did the maisa, right? Meaning, since his koyach is considered his maisa, I threw it. But now that it's traveling and it's landing, it's my koyach, and I'm chayev because the koyach is my maisa. So Mameli needs shoygek on all that's considered as maisa. You need a shoygek on the koychay too. Since koychay is considered as maisa, so you need a shoygek on the koychay too. We don't just look at the maisa, only the maisa zrika. No, the maisa is all that's included in his koyach. And since it's considered koychay when it's traveling, even though you let go and it's landing, so you need a shoygek on anything that's called his maisa. That's one way he learns. On his whole asiyah, you need a shoygek. Another way he says, is you need a shoygig until the chi of chatos bepoil. When he chayv a chatos? Only after it lands. So mele, you need a shoygig until the chi of chatos bepoil. And that only takes place afterwards, even though mitzad is maisa, maybe he finished. You need a shoygig until the chi of chatos. Zok the Gemara, so that's one teretz. That is tati kotoni in the reisha. Inami, oh, zok the Gemara, Ravashi Omar, another teretz. Another way of understanding the reisha, chesurim mechzav och katoni. The Mishnah you have to read as follows: Hazoyrik v'niskar machshi yotzmi yodoi. If someone threw something and he let go, and then he remembered, he's amazed. Kol ta acher, kol ta kelev, oishenisrefa yepata. Yitaka pata. Honocha. We made a dik. If it's nach, if it wasn't a kelev, you'd be chayev. I lechori you're niskar. Why would you be chayev? Lechori it's atzoy v'shkoga. Zok the Gemara, Bamed v'om amurim, when are you going to be chayv v'chatos? Shechozar v'shochach. That means it was shoygig, it was through it, and it was niskar, and before it landed, he was chozar v'shochach again. This person is a little interesting. He forgot, he remembered traveling, and then he forgot again that it's Shabbos or that the Melach is also. But the point is, at the time of the Hanukkah, what is he? He's a shoygig. So that type of tchilos of a sofer shkoga, you're going to be chayv chatos, even though he was niskar in between. And that is how Rav Ashi learns the Mishnah's Reisha. That honocha, we made a diuk, you're chayv, I lechayra, it's chozar v'niskar. The teretz is, it was chozar v'shochach again before honocha. And that's where you take a chayv chatos. Meaning that, once the Akira was b'shoigik and the Hanukkah was b'shoigik, we don't care what took place in the middle. That is the Chiddush of Rav Ashi. We'll see soon in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say, if let's say your Beis Am is b'shoigik, and again Beis Am is b'shoigik at the end, even though the two Am is b'mezid in the middle, that is going to be a discussion in the Gemara. It's meaning machloikas, but l'chora that is what we're saying now. That l'chore, as long as there was sofer shkoga, you are considered your chai v'chatos. However, avaloi chozer v'shochach, but if it wasn't again a shochach at the end, since it was niskar, you take a potter. Shekol chai v'chatos, en chayom nechitlos v'sofer shkoga. Even though I let go and it was zoyrik and it wasn't biyodi, that's irrelevant. You need a shkoga all the way till the end, even though you let go of it. So the Mishnah that says that you would be chayev by nocha is because chozer v'shochach. Zok the Gemara, zeh haklal, kol chayev chatois, ol chayev chatois, are not chayev until the tchilos v'sof in shkoka. On that the Gemara says now, as a hemshach to the teretz of Rav Ashi l'chora, Rav Ashi just said that it was chozer v'nishkach. Itmar, shtei ames b'shoigik, two ames v'dom b'shoigik. Shtei ames b'mezid. Two ames b'dom b'mezid. Shtei ames b'shoygeg. Now for being mavir dalal ames b'shus rabim, by mavir, you have to have dalal ames. So if two ames were b'shoygeg, two b'mezid, and two b'shoygeg, is it considered now that it's shoygeg? Or do we say no? It was mezid in between, so it's considered mezid, especially when you hit the point of mavir dalal ames, you're holding in the midst of mezid. The first two are shogig, the next two, which is four, is mezid, and the last two is shogig, and then you're meniach, lechare by four, you're mezid. So then you would not be chayv v'chatos. So it's a machlek, it's rab and rove. Rab omar potter, because why? It's lemaisa to mezid, has an effect, and it's not considered that it's kuloi shgoga. That's soif shgoga. Rove omar chayv, and you're chayv, because as long as the hanocha, the last two, or the last two of the avara, is chayv v'chatos, because it's shogig. Rabo my potter, and the Gemara says the following cheshbon. Afilu l'gam gamliel d'omai ein yedi l'chatzi shir. That means, if a person is koisef ois achas, b'shoigig, and then you ran another ois b'shoigig, you chayv achatos. Let's say you rode one ois b'shoigig, and then you remembered, oi, it's Shabbos, I'm not allowed to do this. And then you forgot what you did, and then you ride the second ois again, you forgot that it's also to do on Shabbos. So, do we consider it that is a yediya? And then it's not considered you did a melacha because the yediyah has an effect. Is that called b'shoigig? Or no? Ein yediyah l'chatzishir. The yediyah can only have an effect on a yediyah that's a yediyah hamachayeves. That means if I write to Oisius, behelam echad, and then I write again to Oisius, you chayv one chatos. If you write to Oisius, and then there's a yediyah, and then you write again to Oisius, then you chayv two chatos. The yediyah is mechayev me. The idea I'm a chayeves. Masha enkein, idea after chatzishir, after one ois, is not a idea that's mechayev me. So mele, that idea has zero effect. That's a gamliel shita. Ein idea lechatzishir. If you're the idea after one ois, it doesn't have an effect, and you're going to be chayev chatos when you now forget again, you write the second ois. Even a con gamliel that ein idea lechatzishir, and you chayev for ksivas te oisios. When you ultimately finish the shir, which is writing to Oisius, you were shogig. So that's why Taki Chai V'chatos. Aval Hocho, Masha'ekin over here, by Beis Amos B'shogig, Beis Amos B'mezid. And then again, Beis Amos B'shogig, the B'mezid, over here, when you finish the shir is Marvid Al Amos, you are amazed. So when you're amazed, so maybe you're not going to be Chai V'chatos. Now the Gemara says, Uvamai, what are we talking about? We're talking about Mavi or Zorik? Uvamai. If we're talking about that, he threw to Amos b'shoigig, and then he continued traveling to Amos b'mezid, and then to Amos b'shoigig. If it's zoyrig, so then he's a shoigig. Why would he be called a mezid? Once he let go, lechare it's not called a mezid. What makes it a mezid? He let go. Elo, we're talking about mavir. So we see clearly that when you mavir dalat beis Amos b'shoigig, beis Amos b'mezid, and then beis Amos b'shoigig, you're gonna be potter from the chatos because. Even the Kong Gamliel, this is Ein Yedi L'chatzishir. And Yechayev on the Ksiva Shtei Oisius. That's because at the time when you did write the second Ois, at the time Yechayev, Yitaka did the Melocha. Mashing over here at the time, and you were Shoigik. Over here when you do the Melocha, which is Mavid Al Amos, so then you're amazed. So that's why you're not going to be Chayev Chatos. Now, L'chore, it's schwer because at the time when you reach four, you weren't meniach the chayvitz. You didn't put it down. So why is that called at the time you're chayv the chatos, you're amazed. You're not chayv the chatos without hanocha. On that, Achronim say, based on the Chaim, that by Havora, the ikam alocha is the mavir. By hoitzo, the akira and the hanocha is a chelik of the chefts of the malocha. By Havora, the ikam alocha is being mavid al ramas. Akira and Anoch is only a t'nai in the Avora. So for the t'nai, it's not so relevant. I don't need the fact that of course you need the Anoch at the end. But it's considered that at the time, the Chayev on the Malach, which is the Mavir, it's taka that you're amazed at that point. And that's why you're not going to be Chayev Chatos. So even a Kom Gamliel that says, Ein Di L'chatz Yishir, and you would be Chayev Chatos by Shtivis Keoises with the Yedi in between, over here the Yedi is this man that you're Mavir Dal Ramas, and Melo you're Potter from Chatos because you're amazed. Being that now at the end of the Dalal Amos that you're being mavir, you are amazed. So mele you're going to be potter because for amazed you can't be chay v'chatos. Because at the zman of the Gemar Havora, you're amazed. And for amazed you can't be chay v'chatos. That's how Rabbi learns why you're potter when it's beiz Amos b'shoigig, beiz Amos b'mezid, and then beiz Amos b'shoigig, not chay v'chatos. Rava omar chayev, Rava says you chay v'chatos. Afilu l'rabbonu dami yeshidi l'chatzishir. Even the Rabbanon that usually say by Koisef is Achas. And then there's the idea that makes it the idea L'chatzishir and you're not going to be Chai V'chatos for the second Ois. That's Dafka over there.
Hossam with the biyodai. It's biyodai to write another ois, so but there the yediyah has an effect, and it breaks up the chi of chatos, and yesh yediyah lechatzishir, not considered that you wrote two ois is behalam echot. Aval hocha, since over here we're talking about zeruk, the aim biyodai, since it's not biyodai now, to take it back. So since it's not biyodi, so over here, even if you hold yesh yediyah lechatzishir, over here the yediyah, meaning the fact that you're bemazed in between, is not going to affect my chatos. And you're still going to be chayv echatos. Because this yediyah is taking now at a place where it's not biyodi, you were zeruk. So in such an instance, even if you usually hold that yesh yediyah lechatzishir, over here the yediyah is not going to have an effect on the chi of chatos, because it's in a zman where it's not biyodi. So even the yediyah in between, you'll still be chayv echatos. That's what the Gemara says. Rova mechayv, afil rabbonu dami yesh yediyah lechatzishir, hosim with the biyodoi. Aval hochem biyodoi, it's not biyodi. So in Mela, the yediyah is not going to stem in yechayv echatos. Uvemai, what are we talking about? Even mavir, if we're talking about mavir, hare biyodoi, if it's biyodoi too, when your mavir beiz amas b'shoigin, then beiz amas b'mezid. We're talking about your zorik to am, your zorik beiz amas b'shoigin, and then b'mezid. And that's why it's not biyodoi. And that's why this, even if you hold yesh yediyah lechatzishir, over here the yediyah is not going to break up the chatos. So it comes that Rabbi is talking about Zerik and Rabbi is talking about Mavir. Like Rashi says, Mara Machadu, Mara Machadu, Veloy Pligi.
Zogt Mara, Omar Rabbi, Zog Venocho, Bifi Kelev, if it lands in the dog's mouth, Oy Bifi Akiv Shon Chayev, Yechayev, and argues on the Mishnah. This clearly argues on the Mishnah. This Rava or Rabbi, it depends on the Gesois, says clearly if it's Nocha Bifi Kev Shon or Kelev, you're Chayev. Fact the Mara Vanan Tanan, Kol Ta'achi, Kol Ta'kelev, Ashnisra Potter, that you need a Maisa Nocha be done through you. Over there, you threw it. You had no intent. The dog came and jumped and caught the ball. So that's why it's not called my hanocha. Here you're throwing the ball into the dog's mouth. So you're mechaven on the ma'is hanocha. We learned similarly. A person can eat one ma'is achila. For instance, Tomei she'ochal, yechai because you're Tomei. Chelev, yechai because it's Chelev. Munoiser, yechai because it's Noiser. Mina mukdoshin, so yechai ben Oshem also. And b'yom ha'kipurim, and it's on Yom Kippur. So yechai four chatois and one Oshem. Remei oimer, afim hoise Shabbos. If it's also on Shabbos, v'yitzir b'fiv, and you took it out in your mouth, yechai because of v'yitzor. Omguloi, ein min Hashem. That's a whole new shame. That's not negeya to my Maisa. To my ma'is achila, the things that you chayv dalat chatois is one ma'is achila you chayv dalat chatois. You're telling me that you also chayv for itzor because it's befiv. You can also be chayv for shatnas if you're wearing a beggar of shatnas. That's not considered shame echod. But kaponim, that's how they argue. But Ramei wants to say you chayv for itzor. Why you chayv for itzor? L'chayt la derech befiv. V'amai ho ein derech itzor bekach. Elo kevin de komechavin, since my intent is to be machshiv this as a ma'is hoitzo, I am intending to be moitzi befiv, even though it's like a derech, that makes it a derech. I'm a chavin, that makes it a derech. So machshav to mashalei mokoim. So chanami kevin de komechavin, when your intent is to throw it into the dog's mouth. So machshav to mashalei mokoim, the machshove makes it into a mokoim. So passes we're comparing. Just like the machshava by itso is machshav the piv as a mokum choshuv and it's derech itso, so to the machshava in the mouth of the dog makes it a mokum dalad because you need anocha gavim dalad dalad. The piv the kelev is not, but the machshava makes it into a mokum dalad. The Rebbein Chananel says over here, he says that it's one pshat. It's not two pshatim. It's really one yisoid. Just like the machshava makes it a mokum dalad dalad in the mouth of the dog, so to the machshava makes my mouth into a mokum dalad dalad. And that's what you chayev when you moitzi, because it has to be on a mokum dalad. That's what you chayev yodishalom chshuvik dalad dalad. But even the piv, if you machshav it, it makes it a dalad. So both of them machshav to machshalem mokum. Had lo chazorik, had lo chazorik, had lo chazorik.